The abortion bill helped launch the 2014 gubernatorial race. State Senator Wendy Davis, who's expected to win the Democratic nomination, gained national attention during her filibuster of the bill back in June. Pundits say Davis can't let abortion define her campaign. Democratic strategist Jason Stanford agrees, but says the abortion debate is more than a single issue.
I think it's only single-issue anti-choice voters and men who see this as abortion. I think women see this, one, as their health care decisions being dictated to by their government, and two, they see it as men telling them what to do.
And that, Stanford argues, will anger women voters at a deeper level. Both sides of the abortion lawsuit are ready to take their case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, a process that could take years. Mark Jones chairs the political science department at Rice University. He says that gives Republicans an easy peg for repeated attacks on Davis.
It'll provide Republicans with an additional opportunity to remind everyone that she voted against the ban on abortions after 20 weeks.
Although Jones warns, Greg Abbott, the presumptive Republican nominee, will need to make sure those attacks stick to one specific part of the abortion law, the ban on abortions after 20 weeks.
It gets a little trickier as they get into some of the other areas where the consensus among voters is not nearly as sharp, and where Abbott has to start to be worried that if he goes too far on some of the other areas, it may haunt him, come back to haunt him with Anglo women in particular.
For now, that 20-week ban isn't even being challenged in court. Davis and other Democrats will probably focus on the parts that are being contested, like the requirement that clinic doctors have admitting privileges at a local hospital. But Jones says even the recent court win on that provision, which allows a handful of clinics to stay open, could end up helping Abbott on the campaign trail.
The advantage that Abbott will have is that when this is occurring, no clinics will have closed due to the law. So therefore, things will seem to be okay.
Meantime, there's another court challenge expected next fall, this one to the provision requiring clinics to upgrade their facilities to ambulatory surgical centers. That case could also help out Abbott if Republicans are able to successfully paint Davis as a one-issue candidate. Hearings on that challenge could start just a couple of months before the November 2014 election. For KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.